If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's talk to Sean Mozell. He owns and operates the Stop Smoking Center, Wilmette Hypnosis Center, and the Wilmette Spinal Touch Clinic. Sean, how you doing this morning?
Very well, Bob. Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Always good to hear from you. And before we get into some thoughts about repeating yourself throughout the day to feel better, we're all anxious right now, and we need meditation. And I know as far as hypnosis goes, you've been doing this for, 30 years? And who are some of the people, some of the institutions you've worked with over the years, Sean?
Northwestern University at the North Center for 8 years, police departments, fire departments, city halls, corporations, small businesses. I'm listed with the Wounded Warriors. I work a lot with the soldiers, PTSD, pain management, and I've been hired out by different towns for Stop Smoking.
Yeah, I know that's one of your specialties. And right now, people are turning to you for help relieving anxiety. Let's talk first about how important it is to have some positive thoughts that you actually repeat during the day. Is that what you're into more than anything else these days?
Well, first of all, you got to understand that when you're feeling anxiousness, it's not your fault. It takes about 21 days of the brain before it gets overloaded. And it's very, very common then to feel anxious or worried or to crave food you don't want or not sleeping well or blowing up at people. That's super normal. But science has proven that if you could even just take 2 minutes out a day and be thoughtful of what you're appreciative of, just three things, 2 minutes a day of appreciating thoughts for 2 minutes a day, within 21 days, the brain will then rewire. It will automatically start looking for what is good, what is okay. Just simple rewiring of the brain by appreciation 2 minutes at a time, once a day for 3 weeks.
And is there a best time to do this? Should we do it when we wake up, when we go to bed?
Well, the benefits of doing this type of stuff as you fall asleep or as you wake up, it's a much stronger current to the brain. So if you can think thoughts that create good feelings or good feeling thoughts as you're falling asleep, or what are you appreciative as you fall asleep or as you wake up, it makes it much quicker for the subconscious. It rewires the brain literally 4 to 8 times faster.
You know, I've been doing what you suggested as far as taking advantage of those last few seconds before you fall asleep, and also the first few seconds when you open your eyes in the morning, because those are powerful times, aren't they?
Well, that first 17 seconds when you wake up, what you say, what you think, what you feel in your belly, what you see in your imagination is equivalent to 60,000 thoughts. In other words, 24 hours of thinking or rewiring your brain. In fact, what you think, what you say, what you feel when you wake up, what you imagine is your mood for 24 hours.
That's incredible. And also, everybody wants to sort of calm down these days and do their own form of meditation. What's an easy way for people who haven't taken a class in meditation, don't know much about it, to get the benefits of meditation?
Oh, that's easy. Like right now, I'm sitting in the sun, and my sweetie pie brought me a cup of coffee. When you have a moment that, like right now, I'm looking at some tulips, and just how about this one? Just listen to your environment. Listen to the wind. If you're outside, listen to the wind for 2 minutes straight. And if you get distracted, bring it back to the wind. Just that focus, concentration for 2 minutes is enough to calm both nervous systems down significantly. That's equivalent to a 40-minute nap. How about just breathing? Pay attention to your breath coming in and pay attention to your breath leaving. How about the sounds of your environment? Can you hear the heater going or the fan? You don't have to curl up in a legs and learn how to. You already do this. How about when you're just you're sitting in the car and you just got in it, sit in the car for 2 minutes and enjoy the warmth. It takes it's a focused concentration for 30 seconds to 2 minutes is enough to calm that brain down.
Sean, do you find in your work now it's harder than ever to get people to do those kinds of things because there's no such thing as daydreaming anymore because somebody's waiting in line for something? They're on their phone all the time, aren't they?
Correct. But that's where it's not their fault because of the excess stress. But by doing these little mini relaxations, or remember the appreciative thoughts for 2 minutes, that alone, 2 minutes continual, what are you appreciative of? In fact, if you have financial problems, let's say you have four things that aren't going well, and you have one thing that is going well. If you can, for 2 minutes, think thoughts of good feeling thoughts about what is going well, that simple technique will bring the other things along. Does that make sense to you?
Boy, yeah. Do we need this now? Wow. And talk a little bit about the mind-body connection and actually how we're all very concerned about our immune system these days. And if we want to help our own bodies fight off disease, it really starts with the brain, doesn't it?
It sure does. In fact, if you go on WilmetHypnosis.com, I don't collect emails or anything, but at the top of the website, there's a 6-minute morning meditation you can do right before you get out of bed. And then there's a 10-minute evening meditation you play as you're falling asleep. So you're going to get a meditation right when you wake up for 6 minutes. It's not taking time out of your day. And then the last 10 minutes in bed as you fall asleep. So you're getting two meditations right then and there. And there's one of the best things you can do for your immune system is lowering the stress in your body. And that morning and evening meditation on the WilmetHypnosis.com, just download it, press it, and play it. And that alone will allow you to deal with this. And you're going to be able to deal with the cards you're dealt a lot better when you have less cortisol in your body.
You know, guys like you are always advising us to just be in the present and, as you say, take in our surroundings. But right now, we're all kind of wanting to get out of the present. We're thinking about the good old days when we weren't quarantined, or we're thinking ahead to the future, which is so uncertain now. So what advice do you have along those lines?
I suggest that your self-talk is you're going to survive this. We're going to get through this. And I'd like to make a note. I saw some parents the other day letting their children know that, hey, we're going to get through this. We're going to, and no matter what, as a family, we'll get through this. And then go out, get out of your skin, and call somebody you haven't called. And just make some nice talk to people you know, and go get out of yourself and help a neighbor by talking to them or waving to them and smile and write a letter to some friends you've always wanted to write a letter to. And you've got to understand that we're going to get through this, but by mentally relaxing a few minutes in the day, it will allow you to get through this, and you're going to sleep better, and we're all going to be okay. But the trick is lowering our stress on a daily basis, and it only takes 2 minutes at a time.
And before we let you go, Sean, give us a quick briefing on cortisol. You mentioned cortisol. I know it helps reduce inflammation. And, of course, you have inflammation in your body. It leads to all sorts of problems. How do we make sure we have proper cortisol surging through our bodies?
Well, cortisol is the stress and the hormone, so you want to reverse that. And by doing a simple breathing, doing some exercise, laughing, doing a 2-minute meditation, a 2-minute appreciation thought process, that's what lowers the cortisol. And when you do that, that's why this works so magnificently quickly, is by having these thoughts of appreciation or mental relaxation for 2 minutes now, that's what lowers the stress. And that's what then produces serotonin. That's the Prozac of the brain. It's a mood elevator, serotonin. But you also produce anti-inflammatory, anti-pain chemicals, of codeine when you do your prayer or meditation or have good thoughts for 2 minutes. That's what will lower the discomfort. That's what will heighten your mood instantly within 2 minutes. Every day for 2 minutes is enough.
I got it. Sean, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning when I get to the studio, when I start the show a little after 5 in the morning? I'm just going to, the microphone's going to turn on. I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes, just say nothing.
It takes 17 seconds of a good thought to create another good thought, and that's called momentum.
That's what I need, and we all do now. Sean Mozell, and our thanks as always to Sean, and he's at the Wilmette Hypnosis Center and Spinal Touch Clinic. Have a good day. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Bob. Till the next time.